I would be everything without drag queens. That's why I don't like them. I am everything. It's not that I don't like them. I just don't like them. Drag kings, yay. Drag queens, no.
Well, let's see. We had lots and lots of drag queens at our shows at Horror Church. So perhaps you wouldn't. Why, you mean
well,
you
back
don't,
then
really
they
don't
actually
like them?
Were cool.
Why don't you like them?
They're fucking boring. They don't have
well,
no tits.
So you're boring. So
I am. I guess
can
I
be
am.
Boring,
but I have
mean,
real tits.
Well, yes, but drag kings have fake other things.
Everything about them is fake. Fake
yes.
news.
Well,
fake
everything
nose,
is fake, as we know.
Toes.
Yeah,
fake shows.
Just,
fake shows.
Man.
Speaking of
here's
fake shows,
you know
how was the Puzzling Evidence show last night?
You know who
night?
Was great?
Did you listen, Michael?
Yeah, I sure did.
And was it fake?
All night.
Or was
yes,
it great?
The whole show was fake.
A fake show?
No, yeah, that's why it was great.
What
it
time did
totally
it come on? Midnight? Or three?
3 to 5.
3 to 5.
Yeah, because Barbara Golden had the first 3 hours with other friend of mine.
Golden
actually,
moments?
That was not a bad show. She has some good stuff.
The Golden Palominos?
She has a show she calls
the Spotted
Crack-a-Don.
Crack-a-Don. Isn't that a...
What is this guy saying? What?
Isn't that an ancient dinosaur, a Crack-a-Don?
All right, we did it. All our corpses are again dead.
Look, there's one. The Swinging Love Corpses. Smoke that Swinging Love Corpse.
They weren't that bad.
They were a subgenius band.
Yeah, Philo was in that.
Philo was one of the, those... Yeah. You know, I have never actually met Philo, much less played
really?
With him. No, never.
Well,
never encountered Philo in person. Because he's gone
now.
Now.
Yes.
I know. He has just left the planet for a planet that I will never visit.
I don't even
Arkansas.
Know if I would will even see him again. Who knows? Because
I've got a picture of him here on the internet. We could take a look at him
well,
if you want to see him.
But maybe he can call in the show or
Philo,
something.
Call.
Once
we
he
know
gets
you're
settled
listening.
In Kentucky. But he's the
Kentucky?
All...
I thought he went to Arkansas.
Really? Wasn't it Kentucky? Where Philo went? Huh? Or
Tennessee,
maybe. Well, that's where her folks are.
That's where Hurricane
so
Irma's
be
headed.
Embroiled in all that. But he's got to, you know, make some...
It's going
to
be hot if he's embroiled.
At least, you know, radio contact.
Radio.
Audio contact.
Live transmission. Michael, you're losing my mind.
You know, I've been looking for your mind all night, and I haven't found it.
Let me know if you do.
It's around here somewhere. It'll turn up, you know.
Want to use my flashlight again?
You think you've lost something, and oh, there it is.
Oh, fuck, there. That's right. Ah, now I remember
that
where I put it.
It always happens to me.
A lot of times, if you lose something, you pick another one up, and you throw it, and they both land near each other, and you find both of them. So, Michael, please
that's
throw
right.
my mind, and
that's
let's
right.
see where it lands, so I can find my other mind. You're never alone with a schizophrenic, or Sybil, or Eve.
That's right.
She's got three faces.
Many, many friends, and sure, Sybil, many.
16 faces.
Well, that's the whole idea. I mean, this, you know, people are a social animal. We're social, and we want to have friends, and be hang around, and
yep.
you may as well, if you don't
yep.
have any, you
unless
make them
you're
going
to masturbate.
Well, that's what everyone does in prison anyway. They make up, they hallucinate
they masturbate.
Reality. No, they hallucinate reality, like Janae. Or Desaad, you know.
Well, we are in prison. We are in the Black Iron Prison as... Oh, look, who's on my shirt right here,
Janet.
Michael. Speaking of the Black Iron Prison, it's...
Did you get me out of this?
DJ
you did. Because it was dead by when I got it. It was dead when I gave it to you, and it was dead when I got it.
Look, Michael. Michael, look who this
you, is. Is this one of yours? This is a tight joint. Oh, my God.
It's Phil.
Who is it?
Look who it is. You don't recognize this person?
John Law?
Yes, John Law in
oh,
my
really?
T-shirt.
Wow. With a cat. Wow.
What does it say down here? What does it say down here at the bottom of the shirt?
BVD.
Yep, BVD. I've got underwear on my shirt. No, it says PKD.
PK, what does that mean?
23, 2374. Philip K.
Dick.
That's Phil Dick.
Oh my God.
With his cat that survived the beaming
pink light. If you go on eBay with this, you can get $1,000. Look at that.
Isn't that a great shirt?
But
why would I go on eBay to get $1,000 when I could get this shirt for maybe about $15?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful.
It's a fucking great shirt, ain't that? That's some fucking great fucking shit. Fucking great.
That's one of the best T-shirts I ever saw. Because I had one that was one of the greatest, but it didn't have a good zappy design. But it had the picture of none other than Mr. Ezra Pound. And it had Ezra Pound 19 on the back. It said Ezra Pound 1945 worldwide tour. You know, some prison. Then there was like a list of a
Black Iron prison,
a prison in Italy, another prison in France,
Reading, Gaul,
and then a prison in Massachusetts, and then some other institutions up and down the East Coast. Where
MIT?
The U.S. military kept him a prisoner while deciding whether or not it was going to press charges for, you know, treason. But what a beautiful tour. And, you know, it was a tour T-shirt. It's like a rock T-shirt with Ezra Pound's picture on the front.
So do you need a tour browser to find one of those T-shirts?
No, because I think a friend of mine just did maybe four or five of them. Right, a friend of mine who's an Ezra Pound freak. Well, he probably did, you know, 30 or 40, but, you know, just one run, you know. Maybe they're in, everything ends up in thrift stores.
Was your friend's name Logan?
No, G.P. Scratch.
So this wasn't Logan's run?
No.
Okay. But he had the run of those T-shirts.
He did.
And you had the run of one.
Yes.
But what happened when you put it in the wash? Did it run?
That's exactly. Well,
and now there's no image on it any longer.
No, just stop halfway through that. I put it.
When
in
you
the,
put it in the wash, did it?
Period. I put it in the laundry, but it never really got washed, and so it's still in the laundry for years now.
So. Putting something in the laundry means that you are preparing it to be washed, to be laundered.
Yes.
Laundered.
But that laundry is indefinitely procrastinated. It's indefinitely put off.
So what is anti-crastinated? If we have procrastinated, is there such a thing as an
question.
Anti-crastinated?
I suppose you would be doing things ahead of time, right?
That could be it. That's psychic. Okay.
You know, that
so
sounds like a
anti-crastinate.
Wiki. Sounds like a wiki to me.
Wiki. Shut up.
You know, one of their, from whom we learned the word, what's the great word that we learned from Wikipedia?
Absolution.
All close. No. Disambiguation.
Disinteration.
Yes. When they want to,
take your arms off. Disambulate you.
Simply
red?
You don't even need to make up a word for it, but they did, because they're flashy. No, it's just to distinguish.
So that would be called a
one synonym and another, like distinguishing, you know, like they're disambiguations, but will be like the difference between.
Isn't that like putting out a fire, extinguishing?
What would be the.
That's disingenuous of me to suggest such a thing.
Well,
anyway.
They're just neighboring topics
suggestion.
Centering around a single word or phrase.
Like
usually.
Planets around the sun
and
they solar system and a galaxy and a universe and a local group and a...
No, I'm sick of seeing local groups. I can't stand punk
rock. Local
anymore.
Groups. There aren't any good local
like
groups.
There
except
are no local
there
groups.
Is one good local group, Gactus.
Where? No.
Gactus. Had you seen them last night, you would agree. Gactus
are
great
they local
group.
Okay,
they
where are.
Are
they from? Yeah, the East Bay, right?
No,
yeah.
They live in the fucking Richmond district, the inner Richmond. They all had to move.
All right, this is good.
They lived in the same house for quite a while. They just had to move at the beginning of August. So they have different places now. And they all didn't live in the same house. I don't know if I should be telling all these personal things about
them. Actually, the greatest progressive art rock band of all time. Not art rock, but the greatest progressive...
Wham!
Will you start it? Can you start
Wham.
It for me?
I don't start. I am not a fire starter. Where's
Drew
Barrymore when you need
her? These joints are unstartable. You rolled them.
They're unstartable.
They're so tight. You can't get any air through them.
Yeah, they're like me. They're really tight.
Like Hal. Hal rolls the same way. Ultra, ultra tight.
Tight.
So you can't...
Tight.
You suck and suck and suck. And you can't suck it all through.
And then you're choking. And then before long...
Did you get it? Look at it. It's a tiny... look at it. It's out already. Tiny, tiny little...
Do you like to swallow?
These joints are a joke you're playing on us.
You got the
joke. That's why you don't smoke them. You don't smoke your own stuff.
How's that cyanide I gave you earlier? Is it kicking in yet?
No, because I can't suck it through that damn joint.
That's right.
There we go. Okay, hey.
Take your hands off my knee.
Part of it is this damn fan.
Keep your mouth off my shoulder. Sucking my joint. Have you ever seen me dislocate my shoulder?
No, I don't want to see. Nor
I can do it right here, right now.
In fact,
I'm going to do it. I'm going to dislocate my shoulder live on the air, online, on Radio Valencia. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Michael?
Yes.
Shoulder dislocation.
Watch me not watch.
I'm watching you.
Shoulder dislocation.
Look, Michael,
in the dark.
It's dislocated. See, right now, my shoulder has been dislocated.
Okay.
Right there.
Show me.
It's dislocated. Watch.
Well, what?
Ready? The ball joint is out of the socket right now.
Oh, and it's just hanging.
It's hanging.
It's hanging there,
look,
and then
look here. See,
and then
see.
It falls down. Is that what you're saying? It kind of hangs there.
Take your finger right here. And push right there.
Yeah.
So you're right now. Hold on.
Ooh.
See what I just did? I put the ball joint back in the socket.
Put the
socket.
And it
popped your finger
out.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that fun?
Wow.
I can show you how to do it.
Did you do that as a kid? Like show other
kids? I've been doing it all. Watch. I can dislocate my eyes too. Watch this one. You ready? Here we go. Dislocating the eyes.
Flashlight.
We can't do it. There's not enough light in here.
Well,
the listeners won't be able to see
on?
That. They can see me dislocate my shoulder.
Why does everything have to be so dark?
A shot in
you
the
know,
dark.
That's Doug's thing. You know, having everything has to be pitch dark.
Doug.
You can't see anything at all.
Doug's thing.
Yeah, puzzling. You know, he loves the dark. It has to be total darkness. The whole
dark,
this
dark,
other room
dark.
Has to be dark, even.
Alvin Dark. Do you remember Alvin Dark? He was the manager of the A's for a while. Oh, they were in Kansas City back then, though.
That's right.
I don't think in Oakland.
That's right.
Oh, Michael knows his
Kansas
baseball.
Kansas City Athletics.
He knows Alvin Dark. Woo!
Oh, you got it.
All right, Michael.
One of your great coaches. Let's
the
see.
The force is strong within him.
Let's see if we can think of... Okay, well, Casey Stengel, of course.
Lou Boudreau.
Martin. I was in New York during Martin's.
I love it.
Several of Martin's.
Yeah. Can you name all the teams that Billy Martin managed in his lifetime?
Well, I used to be able to know the number of
Minnesota
times,
Twins, Detroit
know
Tigers.
The number of times.
New York Yankees, Oakland A's.
The Yankees fired him. That Schwarzenegger.
Six times.
Six.
Schwarzkopf. Yep. Admiral Schwarzkopf fired.
Schweinbrunner.
Schweinhund. Fired Billy Martin.
Merely the 3 years I was in New York.
Remember when Billy Martin beat the shit out of Ed Whitson? Ed Whitson.
He was fired like
him and
five
broke his
times.
Shoulder. Gene Michael died the other day. Gene Michael died 2 days ago. The Stick. Stick died. He was 77 years old.
So.
He didn't look a day over 78.
But did he get fired from all those, or did he quit,
he got
or what?
Fired by the Twins, he got fired by the Tigers, he got fired by the Yankees, 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 and then he got fired by the A's. Right. His pitching coach was always Gene.
Well, he also got
Gene Lamont, was it? God, he had his drinking buddy.
Who the hell was his pitching? Didn't he get DUIs or something? And then finally he crashed. He died drunk in a pickup truck
right off the side of the road down there, where North Carolina, where he was living, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
His grave over in Oakland is gigantic. He was born in Oakland. Billy Martin's Italian. He's from Oakland.
Really?
Yep.
Billy, what, from Martini, probably?
He is from Oakland.
No, but I mean, his name is probably originally Martini.
May have been shortened in an earlier generation, but he
Same
was born Martin.
Same with Dean Martin. Martin was Martini.
Yeah, but Billy Martin was no relation to Dean Martin. Billy was the Dean of the Yankees, but he wasn't.
And then he was.
A Martini.
And then he wasn't.
And then he was actually related to Henry Mancini. They were brothers. Billy Martin changed his name because he didn't like the association with Henry Mancini. He felt it was kind of like a pink thing, like, you know, hey,
right,
those pinks.
You know,
he didn't
want
to be thought of as a pink.
You do have to think, but it's still, at the same time, when I'm watching a game
I think
really clever, like, bunt plays, hit and run, walks, and I just think, Billy Ball. So he had an impact. He had an impact just because that's what you think of, is that trying to scrape a run across because you don't have any sluggers.
As opposed to the Earl Weaver, good pitching and three-run home run
deal. There you go. That's right.
So can you name?
Well, he's another genius, Weaver. He was there for decades.
Can you name the four starters that had 20 wins in one season for Earl Weaver with the Orioles? That's a tough one right there. That's a real tough one. Jim Palmer, that's easy. But who are the other three?
For the Orioles.
For the Orifice, yes. The Baltimore Orifice, managed by Earl Weaver, four pitchers in 1 year.
Did Koufax pitch for him before he went to the Dodgers?
Koufax only pitched for one team in his career,
all right.
The Brooklyn Jews.
Right, and then
Sandy Koufax was Jewish. You knew that, didn't you? He wouldn't pitch on Sundays or Saturdays.
He was the most famous
Hank Greenberg,
Jew.
Too.
He was the most famous Jew in sports before Joe Namath.
Hank Greenberg was the first famous Jew.
Well, the first. And
what about Jim Thorpe?
You know what, though? No, he was...
He was a kaiju.
But let me tell you, Hank Greenberg was probably maybe one of the greatest baseball announcers of all time. I mean, he was
Tigers
such
announcer,
a great...
wasn't he?
Super announcer. I loved Hank Greenberg. In fact, I don't remember him as a player at all. In fact,
gosh, the Red Sox announcers
were awful. When the hell did he play?
When
did Hank Greenberg play?
In 60s? The 30s.
Right. And so how could he be a play-by-play announcer in the 80s?
That
he
wasn't
was,
Hank Greenberg.
Unless
yeah,
it was
like
a different
70 years
Hank
old.
Greenberg.
He was about 70 at the time. Yeah, no, it wasn't Hank Greenberg. Sure.
But he had done so since the 70s and 60s, I think. Yeah. Just a wonderful presence. Yeah.
Jerry Remy is an awful announcer.
You know who's a great announcer, I think, is our guy, Kruko.
He's awful.
What?
He's
a great... What do you mean?
Terrible.
Why?
Awful.
He's a great... Gives you lots of pictures.
Grab some pine meat. Oh, how horrible. Horrible, terrible.
Well, he tells you about what's
Harry
behind
Callis.
The scenes... As far as how a pitcher thinks.
Yeah, but any decent color guy can
throw
do that.
A different pitch. Well,
Paul O'Neill is way better.
Pitchers.
David Cohn is way
They're
better.
Not all from a pitcher's point of view.
Yeah, but David Cohn is a pitcher, former pitcher, who does color for the New York Yankees, and he's far superior. I mean, they're in comparison to Mike Kruko. David Cohn's great.
I love Kruko, and I love Kuiper, too.
Dwayne Kuiper?
Yeah, Kuiper.
He's
but
the
that's because I'm used to them, maybe. But I know they're, you know, it's a fun game.
Dwayne Kuiper, what position did he play and for what teams?
No idea.
Shortstop, Cleveland Indians, Texas
Rangers. I think of these guys as announcers rather than players. But, of course, many of them were. No question about it. All right, so you didn't get through. Okay,
Richie
Baltimore.
Richie Ashburn.
What are the four Baltimore?
Dave McNally.
Wow, that's an old name.
Jim Palmer. We got two more to go. Mike Cuellar, now you got one more to go. Who's the last one? Pat Dobson, there you go. That's the four of them. Oh,
I
boy.
I was never following the Orioles. Now, why do you follow the Orioles?
I follow everything. Can you name the 13 former Dodger catchers that later became managers?
Oh, my God. Well,
yeah,
Yogi
exactly.
Berra.
Yeah, he's
Ray
yeah.
Campanera.
Wrong.
Dickey.
Wrong. Incorrect.
Dickey. What do you mean? You're talking about
Bill Dickey was Yankee? Never a Dodger Bill catcher.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought a Yankee. Okay, I'm sorry.
Why are you right. hitting me?
Because, okay, Bill.
You keep
okay.
smacking me, K-Rob. K-Rob, Michael's hitting
you
me.
Punk. I'm going to abuse you.
Ow.
Say the right
ow.
Thing, punk.
Ow. Ow.
You know what? Can I ask you something? What is, what's it? Is there anything in that, or is that just candy?
That is ginger.
That's just ginger.
And Marianne is over there.
And that's just Marianne.
That is just Marianne. That's just ginger. No, that's the wombat shit, and that's the ginger. Wombat poop. Try some. You'll like it.
I loved it. But
no
isn't
shit.
There anything in it?
No, no things in it other than
because
stuff.
It's got the taste of
what
it.
What happened to that tight joint? Did you finish it? Where did it go? Did you untighten it?
Look, we smoked it
you're
down.
So tight.
Check it out. You're looking at the
there's
roach,
only three of them there. There were
the
four or five
graveyard.
Going on. No, one disappeared, Michael.
I don't have it.
Michael,
maybe
Michael,
you
Michael,
have
Michael.
It, or,
what's a neologism? Is that something that's named
word.
After Neil Armstrong?
No, it just means a new word.
A new word, like tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Not any
no,
new
those
word.
Those are old words.
Those are
there
neologisms.
There it is. See, you had it.
Ow, God damn it. I'm getting bruised over here,
sensitive.
K-Rob. He's hitting my dislocated shoulder. I'm
yeah.
going to leave.
Which you yourself voluntarily dislocated a minute
I know,
ago.
But now you're re-dislocating
no
it. I can't find it.
It sounds like you've been doing that for fun since you were a little kid.
I've been doing
right?
it since...
Because it's always been true, right?
Forever.
Yeah.
yeah.
What about your knees?
Thumbs,
can
too.
You
look,
do your knees?
I can do my
something?
Thumbs. I can do my
really?
Ears. I can do all my... Look at that.
Wait a minute. Okay, you know, give me before and
look,
after.
Look.
What? I can do that.
You can't do that. Can you do this? Or can you do that? Can you do this, that, or this, then, that, there, then,
what
why, where,
moving?
When, what?
You're moving it too fast.
I'm
going to
I'm gonna claw you.
All right, now.
Listeners, can
be,
you see this?
Be motionless for 1 minute.
Just watch.
And let me look at it. Oh, I see. So you're saying you're flexible at this first joint here.
Yes. You see what's happening now.
Yes.
How I'm flexing joints that are not flexible.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Or, you can see where the joint is, but you can't quite flex it.
There you go.
Although you can, so long as... Yeah.
There you go. There's a dislocating thumb.
Oh, yeah.
Like, shoulder's the really tricky thing now. See there?
Yeah.
There. Now you can really tell. Here we go. See where that crease is?
Yeah.
That's the space between the ball and the joint. So when I pop it back in, see the crease disappears.
Yeah.
Listeners, you're following this.
Oh, yes, raptly, I'm sure.
Raptly.
Absolutely concentrated.
Rapture.
Have we had,
Blondie.
By the way, at any point, any listeners all night
there
that you know of?
There are 73 listeners.
No way.
Currently.
No, but I mean, have you checked? Did you check at all?
I
the
don't
house?
Check.
No.
I only take
did
cash.
Did anyone check? Did you, K-Rob?
Cash, and more cash, no checks.
You probably had no listeners at all, I imagine.
14.
Can you tell how many we have now? Do we have any? What, it's just a big empty space?
There they are.
Yeah. Hello.
See the listeners? Listeners.
They're just invisible.
This is listener-supported radio.
They're invisible, like elementary school faded green. What would you call that? You know, like middle school...
I didn't have the pleasure.
Institutional faded green over there. That
I was in Middle Earth. I never got to middle school.
You didn't do a middle school, eh?
I was in Middle Earth.
I had a
quad as a technique.
Elementary
has many applications.
And then,
up to now, we've shown you quad's ability to surround you with sources of
then
sound.
I had a period that couldn't be named.
Would you like a maxi pad for that? I have a maxi pad. Should you need to treat that period that can't be named? I don't want you to get what's that called? Toxic shock syndrome. So I'm not going to give you a tampon.
I enjoy toxic shock syndrome. I mean, to me, it's...
You have a good time with it? Okay,
it's like
then.
Mother's milk to me. You know,
here's
I get
tampon.
Off on the whole idea of toxic shock.
Stick it
shock.
In there.
I want to be... What is cigarette
Toxic
smoking?
Shock. That was the film that was made by Richard O'Brien after he did what?
Shoxic talk.
Toxalox.
The whole idea, that's, well, what is
Foxyloxian and Mopey Tail?
What is cigarette smoking? It's toxic.
Cancerous.
Shock. What is pot smoking? Toxic.
Good
what
times.
Is alcohol? What is
a way to lose
opiates,
brain cells?
Opiates.
Toxic
shock, but you just do it a little, and then you recover from it, and it's fun. You just don't want to do too much. For example, 3.5.
3.5 divided by 7 is what?
0.33 or 0.35 alcohol
3.5
content
times 4 is what, Michael?
Means you're dead.
That's an ounce.
No, I'm talking about, that's a part of...
Oh, no, it's not.
If
it's
you have
ounce.
That much alcohol in your blood, you may die because you may have liver failure. Some people who have drunk, you know, like a liter of vodka all of a sudden, or 2 liters or 3 liters, being a suicide attempt, their alcohol content will go up to 99 or 90.
I had to stop drinking alcohol.
And
I got
of course,
gout.
At that, you know, your kidneys fail, your liver fails.
That happened before.
Your
I ever
stomach
drank
fails.
Alcohol.
Eventually, the whole thing dissolves.
My stomach is failing right now.
And your brain dissolves in pieces.
You're turning my stomach, Michael. This just turns my stomach.
And that's why we have this
show.
Hopeful music.
Stomach
that is
turning.
Going to let
turn
us
my
think.
Stomach back around. Where
it's
it belongs.
Okay if our brains are permanently disabled. You know, really. Well, look at the poor football players. They're constantly being smashed
CTE.
In the head, day after day after day, year after year, their whole lives, decades. Doing this stuff. And then after they've been doing it for 30 years, the science comes along and said, oh, no one should ever do this. If you even do it once, you know, you should never get any concussions. But, you know, people have gotten many concussions. Look at, you know, Newt Rockne.
Why don't you look at that
what's
first,
his name?
Michael?
No,
you're going to throw it away? Okay, I'll take it back. You don't
Red
want this?
Grange.
You don't want this, huh?
Jim Thorpe. No, you're trying to get me off the topic.
Jim Thorpe.
Bronco Nagurski.
Bronco Nagurski. The days of the leather
all
helmets.
All of the great football players of the 50s,
Chuck
the
Bednarik.
60s, the 70s,
Bronco Nagurski's a little bit before the 50s.
We're talking about what?
That's the 20s, okay?
Hundreds of thousands
Otto
of
Graham.
Men. Hundreds of thousands
hundreds
of men
and hundreds
who
and
now supposedly have
and
or
and
should
millions
have
and millions and millions
irreversible brain damage.
I played football.
Well, that explains a lot then.
At the orphanage, the disciplinarians were ex-football players.
And you just stepped into that one.
Oh, gosh. Can I get this
that
off my
explains
shoe?
Quite a bit.
At the orphanage, the disciplinarians were ex-NFL football players. I wonder if they've lost their minds now, too. Should they still be alive? Yeah, the one guy, he was a tight end for the Steelers, and he cut holes in his paddle.
He was your PE instructor, you say?
These were the disciplinarians at the orphanage. So if you did something so bad that your house father couldn't school you on it, they sent these guys over to give you the swats.
Shit.
So a house father...
It was like Dickens.
It was not fun. Let me tell you, it was hell, recalls former child. So...
Jesus.
I'm
did they wear, like, uniforms?
No, those guys wore suits. Just regular suits.
Really?
Yeah, they'd come
they
around.
They pretend to be doctors? Or, but
the one guy was
attendants.
A lineman. He had no
they're
neck.
They're known as
whatsoever.
Attendants?
They were known as disciplinarians.
Wow.
The disciplinarians. Yes. Jeez. So you had a house father who could give you up to 5 swats. Should you have done something that required more than 5 swats, around came the ex-NFL football-playing disciplinarians to swat you with gigantic paddles. The one guy had holes cut in the paddle so that the thing could fly through the air with less resistance and hit you in the fucking ass so hard, leaving you with these...
Can you start it?
With these polka-dotted bruises all over
wow.
your behind.
Damn, that shit is so illegal now.
Imagine 30 of those, Michael.
What is
Michael.
This, in the 60s or the 50s or something?
I'm not going to say, because that would date me, wouldn't it? It was hell, recalls former child.
shit.
Seriously.
You should go on Dr. John.
Dr. Hal. I'm on the day. Here we are right now. Here we are on the Dr. Hal show.
Dr. Phil, I mean.
As I reveal the days of torture.
You probably could get money for that.
I probably could.
I mean, well, of course, but I mean,
would anyone like to send money? Send it to Hal's address.
They've changed some of the laws to where there is no statute of limitations anymore.
I'm way beyond.
Were they Catholic?
No. They may have been.
Sounds like something from England.
This was not a Catholic institution. It was a non-denominational orphanage.
State of something.
No, it was a private orphanage. It is the most wealthy, privately endowed orphanage in the world. It has a $10 billion endowment. Yes, indeed it does.
Really? You think still to this day?
I know, in fact, that it does. Yes, indeed it does.
A long time after you were there. Hello,
a long time after I was there and was abused by the disciplinarians. Yes, indeed.
That's incredible.
Yep.
So you must have responded to the wall. Remember that movie that really brought that? Hey, teacher, lay those kids off. Oh, my goodness.
No, well, actually, see, here's the deal, right? So you had a home life. You had a home life and you had a school life. So home life. I did talk about this one night here, but not on the air. And now here I am talking about it on the air. Oh, gosh, I'm just not going to talk about it anymore.
Air? No, this air. Is not... Air. It's pod. It's patio.
Pod.
Patio air.
It's a potty weekend. No shit.
It's vacuum. Apparently, unless somebody cares to look and see if we have any listeners.
How about the poo? Potty
delicious.
Poo.
This shit
Eat
is so.
Eat my poo.
I am shocked that there's nothing in this.
Eat my poo. Eat my Winnie Mandela.
Stravinsky.
Eat
Petrushka.
My Winnie Mandela right now. Eat her alive.
I love Petrushka. All Stravinsky stuff is genius. He's a genius through and through. He's probably the greatest.
Verushka? I like Verushka too. She wore some great clothes,
didn't she? Composer of the 20th
century. Oh, but wait. But she didn't compose music, did she?
Stravinsky did.
Pierogi? Perushi Pierogi?
Rite of Spring. And the... Petrushka and
Limoncello.
Something else were his greatest masterpieces.
Peter Limoncello?
He's the greatest composer of the century, though.
Oh.
Don't you think? Stravinsky.
Giorgio Moroder.
He lived here, really.
Giorgio Moroder lived here?
Better than Stravinsky? No.
Sure, man. Totally. All the way. I love to love you, baby.
You know, for film composers,
I love to love you, Michael.
Battle of Mente. You know, he does the guy that does Lynch.
The Battle of Mente. Wasn't that in the Crimea-Prussian War?
No, but, hey, Rob, you know who does the late David Lynch movie?
Angelo Badalamenti.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Do
He's
not
great.
Forsake me, oh my darling. Have you noticed how that Julie Cruz song sounds like, do not forsake me, oh my darling?
Isn't that what it is?
It's not that. No, it is not.
The Twin Peaks theme?
Wally Brando. Have you seen any of the new Twin Peaks yet, Michael?
No, I have not.
Okay, we can't talk about that.
Are they good? Well, when are you going to let me borrow them?
I didn't mean to disable your leg. Hey, Robbie, now he hit me on the leg.
He can't stand to be touched.
Remember, I got beaten as a child.
The slightest touch breaks bones in his body. He's crippled now.
I'm going to break your bones. I'll break bones. Bones. The Doctor Who from the Starship Enterprise.
I take it you didn't have a brother growing up.
I had nothing. I was alone in the world. It was awful. I suffered.
That sucks.
And suffered, and I suffer still.
That sucks.
I am insufferably suffering this sufferable suffragette.
You know, that was true.
Suffragette.
To woo, some extent.
Woo, 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 woo.
Now there's a song.
Suffragette. Suffragette.
I've been wondering what did he mean by that?
That song was about me.
Michael.
Get it?
Wow.
It was about my time in the orphanage.
I think
suffragette.
Exactly.
And now here you have to suffer a jet tonight, listening to all this nonsense that I'm spewing here online,
this is
on air, on radio, V-L-A-I-N-C-I-A, how do you spell C-I-A-D-A-L-A-N-C-I-A?
This is extremely fascinating.
Fatuous.
If you would allow it to be heard, it's quite fascinating. Now,
what's quite fascinating?
The word...
I'm Rush Limbaugh.
The word that we were talking about?
The word, the bird is the word. The parakeet is the bird. Bob is a parakeet. No? What are you eating over there, Michael? You eating some of those wombat poops? I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen.
No, because it was empty.
I knew it was going to... There it is. Look down there. There are three gigantic roaches on the floor. Michael's dropping on the floor, K-Rob. He's hitting me. He's throwing stuff on the floor.
This is what K-Rob, he calls gigantic.
Gigantic.
Look at that.
It's big enough. It's bigger than, I don't want to say what it's bigger than, Michael.
This from a man who refuses to ever smoke any roach of any size, including half the joint.
When they get to a certain size, they're not... If I'm still smoking it, I'll smoke it right down to the end. But when it goes out and I sit it down, I'm done, man. I went fresh as the word.
Give me
fresh
your torch. Have your torch. I want to see.
Take your hand off my torch,
so
man.
Many.
He's throbbing my gristle again.
Why is it so weak?
Gosh darn it. Why is it so weak? It's flaccid. Yes, it's a flaccid torch. Well, Michael, if you put it off of the strobe effect and onto the... Click it again and click it again. Click it twice.
No.
Ow, and then you just shine it in my eyes. Here, there you go.
That's
try
where your
again.
Eyes are. No, I'm done. It's not there.
I
That's
thought you were
it.
Peppy.
I'm only You're looking for your benefit. It was bugging you.
I'm only dancing.
Like this little pile you've made.
Yes.
Look at that.
Michael's got piles.
You call any of that smokable? No.
Take it home and put it in your pipe and smoke it. And you just knocked them all on the floor again. I'm telling
You're
you.
Not.
I'm really getting tired of this stuff here. You're upsetting
You
me.
Really are obsessive compulsive.
K-Rob's upset too.
No.
What's
he's
that right there?
High.
There's some dookie on the floor.
He's high above it.
Dookie.
Oh, it's another huge one.
That's some dookie down there.
Oh, that's a lovely little nut. That's good.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes.
That I'll smoke.
It's a Milky Way.
And I'll do so.
Well, Michael, have you looked at this thing? Michael says, no, I don't want to take that. You're trying to change the subject.
I'm sorry.
Nope, can't have it now. You had your opportunity. You didn't take it. You snubbed me. You fucking snubbed me.
No, I did not.
You snubbed me.
I most certainly did not.
You snubbed.
I was obsessed with my... I'm sorry.
Snubs.
I'm terribly sorry,
okay,
but
I
was obsessed... As any subgenius should be, by ranting and by ranting almost uncontrollably in subjects for which he has deep-seated emotions and for which his wisdom is virtually without limit.
What are you talking about?
And I'm talking about an average subgenius. His wisdom is so great that
we
it must
are not
be heard.
There's nothing average in this room
totally,
tonight at all, though.
Absolutely.
Are you average,
question.
K-Rob? He's calling you fucking average over here.
No.
This guy. Average.
I never
tossing around
right.
these slurs.
That's, I'm not saying, I'm trying to reach the people. I'm trying to say that it's possible for you too, the average Joe in the street, to be a subgenius. You misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm reaching out into the hinterlands, folks.
Feel me.
Get
touch me.
Don't you need
reach
slack?
Me.
Do you have slack?
Stroke me.
Do I
have slack? Let me check. I think I got some in one of these pockets here.
I have a lot more now that we have John Coltrane.
Fuck, no, this is a fucking flashlight again. Oh, no, it's another Dayglow empowering flashlight. This will empower all your Dayglow.
You have two flashlights?
I have three.
Damn.
So there.
Or torches. Let's call them torches.
Torchwood. anagram for Doctor Who.
Attempt to be.
I said that already. Yeah, baby, do it. Where's Alice when you need her? She died in 2007.
Alice? Of Alice's restaurant?
Of Alice's Coltrane.
Oh, yes. All right.
In the Church of the Saint Divine Coltrane.
I think I told you I consider her tied with Joni Mitchell as the greatest female musician.
You did, and I told you that nope, the three are Mrs. Miller, Lucia Pomelo, and Charo.
She only what? She Charo. Did like two albums, Mrs. Miller. She didn't show any development.
I don't know what. She entertained the troops. Or at least she thought she did.
Yeah, but you're just judging by the patriotic emotions that she aroused in the breasts of any Canadian.
The bosoms? Canadian?
I guess.
She wasn't Canadian. Canadian. She's from L.A.
Oh, is she? All right.
California dreaming.
Well, you know, let's hear her then. She's so good.
Where is she?
I can hear Disney's strings in there already. She had no range. She didn't develop as an artist. She didn't change a generation.
She didn't have to change a thing.
She was perfect just as she was. She didn't start a new music system.
She was
system.
Born into this world, fully formed.
She didn't revolutionize the world.
What are you talking about?
Talking about the top 10.
Charo, okay. So let's get back to Charo. She revolutionized
greatest,
the world.
Greatest, no.
Charo.
No.
Yes. Oh, yes.
She did nothing except for those pants. She did leave as a legacy.
Joey Heatherton?
The Charo pants.
Charo.
Joey Heatherton was the sexiest woman in the world
at the
moment she appeared on small screen television.
Television had never seen anyone as sexy.
Because people had bought this idea that McLuhan says, oh, it's a cool medium. No, not the way Ann Margaret sees it. Not the way Joey Heatherton sees it. Not the way Elka Summer. All these girls mesmerized men in the
Elka
late
Summer
70s.
Didn't even have a brain.
Through television.
Elka Summer didn't even have a brain.
She had more brain than probably most of the Hollywood stars put together.
Michael, look at the title of
the
this book here.
The sexier there are, the more brain they
the
have.
The medium is the barcode.
And it was close. I know. They're censoring the whole thing.
I have this book right with me right now. I have here in my hand a list of 245.
Of censorship by what? The library or by some bookstore? Yeah. You have to peel that off. I mean, maybe.
No, it's the library. San Francisco Public Library. How dare you?
Right.
You're going to abuse a library book?
No. Okay, I realize.
Hey, you love the library.
Actually, I have done that because I love the library. I go there all the time, and I borrow.
And you abuse yourself
thousands
between the stacks.
Thousands of CDs and movies. But
isn't it great? We have a wonderful library system here.
Yeah, they suck. Well, the collections suck.
No,
they have no good CDs, and they have no good movies.
CDs, movies.
It's
yes,
really
they do.
Unbelievably pathetic.
Oh, the movies are
small.
Great.
Well, the music is pathetically bad and rotten. Movies maybe a little bit. Better than the movie.
Lots of movies.
Wouldn't even have that song. Yeah, they'd have the movie. They wouldn't have
lots
the song.
Lots and lots of movies.
They suck as the worst music department that ever could exist.
The SFPL has just begun lending vinyl.
I fucked it. Jay-Rod, I already fucked it out.
The library is lending vinyl now.
You don't seem bad at all.
The other day I went in and my librarian said,
are you
kidding? We're going to lend vinyl now. Just thought you would want to know.
That's
do you have a record player?
Yeah, it's a rich
said,
man's
well,
toy.
I have two of them.
It's like Laserdisc. It's a rich man's toy. Vinyl, 45s. Yeah, they got the money to spend. The rest of us have MP3s. Pathetic, squashed. Limited files of music that don't even sound the same.
Franco files.
Good.
Oh, thank you.
But you know,
just
files. Like
the paella
of Valencia.
Mile and Michael, I poured a vial into your beer, and so soon you will be turning into Kurt Vial, and it will not be, you will be very Kurt after that. You'll hardly speak. Except for just short, quick sentences. Very Kurt and Vial. Fuck you.
Mahogany is a great show.
Bullshit.
Three Penny Opera is a great show.
Oklahoma.
I saw the ACT do a Kurt Vile a little way back. I think it was Mahogany. But, you know, you might have liked it.
Mahogany,
it's all it's sort of showbiz, and yet it's full of sort of working class...
I hope not that much seasoning.
triumphalism.
Any
or,
disco?
Political...
Any disco?
Morally, no disco.
Then forget it.
No, it was written in the 30s.
In the 30s.
We're going to make a beautiful music together.
There she is, my favorite baby. Charo House. She released stuff on Charnel House. Charo House music on Charnel House Records.
I wonder, did she sell those pants that were named after her?
Ooh. Hot pants?
No, charo pants.
Charo.
They called them that. They were really clam diggers, is what we used to call them. I think they're sort of like 3/4-inch tight slacks on women. So you can
slack
see
is
everything.
Not tight.
And kind of, yeah, elastic. And,
slack.
Well.
Can you spell slack backwards? M-I-C-K-E-Y.
No, that
M-O-U-S-E.
Would slack backwards would be straw.
S-L-A-C-K-B-A-C-K-W-A-R-D-S.
Straw cab. What was the word you wanted backwards?
Charo.
Strong cab, Orach.
Orach.
Orach. Well, you know, it's hard to know what to do, but you know, with the Chinese, I notice, when they want to say we say SH, they say HS. I think that's almost the same.
Pardon?
It's almost the same thing. It's just a reverse of the letters. It's only after 30 years of eating Chinese food that I try to figure this out. Because Tai Ching She is H-S-E-I-H.
S-H-I-T? S-H-I-T. Disruptive technology.
Tai Ching She, yeah. Or no, his saying would be Shang. The Shang dynasty would be H-S. A-N-G. What, you have to go pee-pee?
No.
Station break. Uh-oh, he has to have a nature.
I am going to find...
The facilities.
I am going
the restroom.
The meaning of life.
The bathroom. The bain. Los baños. You remember that? Our friends, Los Baños, the great, what'd you call, I guess it's like a Western, what do they call, mariachi, rock rodeo band. Something, not, it's not mariachi. What do they call it? It's a different name for the music of the barrio. Not salsa, but you know. The meringue, no, I don't know.
With lace embroidery.
Oh, embroidery.
And you had slots to put ribbon through.
Who was that? Gertrude Stein? No, that was Margaret Rutherford. Or Lady Anna Russell. And that ain't like groups. So you know groups like the Who, the What, the goodness knows. I don't like, you know, like the Beatles and all that sort of type of thing. You know, oh, the Din. Oh, no, I don't like that at all. I think I faded out with the Beatles. Lady Anna Russell. She was being interviewed on the radio, I think. Somewhere, probably maybe KPFA or something. Back in the day when they did weird stuff other than Doug's show. Right, like Doug now does... Doug and you and, you know, maybe Barbara Golden do the only really sort of unusual show on there, right? I mean, isn't it all kind of music, pop music and news and commentary? Yeah. What? Yeah, right. The beginning. Yeah, right. I know. That's around the time. Every lot of things shifted in the early 90s, you know, because that was when the internet made itself felt and, the World Wide Web, and all of a sudden this digitalization of everything, and it was a movement away from live theater and dance and music and live art, performance art in general, right then. But what were we talking about besides that?
And I was a large family, so what we the? Had the girls pink and blue.
Anyway, we had the girls what? Oh, yeah. Always. We've got to have the word pink and blue.
We did, not that I can remember. I'm
89
this year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to school.
Lady.
Nora, I love your
call. Why is this in front of me, Log Lady? I don't want that thing.
Do I hear you, brother? Yes.
Do you wear a penny now?
Can you hear me? Can you hear
me? Finally, the tech words.
Don't do anything.
Ahem.
You know, what about the chat room? You know, what?
I'm going to check on
yeah,
that.
Check
right
on it
now,
and then read it aloud. Is it any of it funny? Remember how we did once?
Never funny.
Or were you there the night?
Was
we
I?
Just did, I just read the chat room. That's all I did. I just read the chat line and it was funny. But sometimes people aren't funny. That's the problem.
BJ Pussycat at 11:36
she's usually
PM
funny.
Said, I doubt the orange one feels that way about Mexico. At 12:33, nothing is happening here, and here says, I am happening. VJ Pussycat at 12:43 says, I sent a pic of Dr. Hal on TV at TTITD, and here says, there. VJ Pussycat says, bless you. VJ Pussycat says, he's dead at 1:51. And at 1:59 on Saturday morning, VJ Pussycat said, screaming J. Peppy.
Yeah.
And at 2, said, screaming. And I don't think Father's checked in on any of the shows since he bailed.
Father?
So does Peppy have a growing mountain of laundry and wear only new clothes?
Oh,
I
no.
want to see.
Really?
Me
oh,
too,
my God,
Dark.
What am I saying?
Sports talk, so fascinating, I'm
oh,
not
no.
listening.
Oh, no.
Did the she... three y'all should have your
Did
own
Did we lose
official
Pussycat
because
we
RV.
Talked about sports?
Pussycat, we love you. We
yes,
don't want to lose
I
you.
Do.
We won't talk about sports.
VJ
just for
Pussycat
you.
Knows.
You.
Whoa, whoa. And your pussycat lips. Whoa, whoa. you and your pussycat nose. Whoa, whoa. Well, that's why she or he chose the name VJ Pussycat. And I assume she, he is a VJ. Or, as you say, maybe it's some kind of code for a you-know-what.
I don't, Michael. What?
Yeah, you were the one that said that, that. You were the one that suggested it, I think. What VJ stands...
What did I digest?
What VJ stands for. You remember now.
What's memory? I don't have a memory.
You really are living in the present, aren't you?
The present, the intersection of memory and imagination.
How did you remember that?
What?
You just said.
It was a memento.
They call it a memento, because you remember. M-E-M. Yeah, memory, memento, memorization.
Memorex. Live.
Memorex.
On the air.
Yes, all of those.
Memories.
I'm sure it's Indo-European root words.
Endocannabinoids.
Is myrrh, you know.
Mermaid, mermaid, Marie. Marie is a mermaid, and I don't remember Marie.
Remember
the members. Do you remember the members, Michael? The members. I remember the members. The members were a punk rock band, and Michael might remember the members. Ah. My mind is going. My bottle of Monte is full, and I am peeking on twins right now.
Oh, is that what it is?
These twins are peeking.
So you took them both, is that it?
I took nothing. Yeah. I don't take shit from anybody.
Because I took something, and I'm far from peeking. But it's very pleasant,
It's pleasant.
Like peaking implies pleasant. Some kind of climax, some kind of overwhelming epiphany of joy
boner.
And
boner.
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 Reality.
Boner.
Boner. Psycho universal.
And the edge.
Love boner.
And
floating.
Adam Clayton. And you too, Michael.
Drug float.
Doug floated away, and that's why he's not here at the show tonight?
No.
Where did he float to?
No one knows.
Float. Root beer float.
Yeah,
I'm puzzled by this floating. Oh, we took Viagra. VJ Pussycat says, let's see, I'll never tell. Daisy.
I'm disabled, in a wheelchair. I don't do anything.
You took Viagra.
Wow.
I am...
That's pretty sick, man.
Hard.
Wheelchair sex? What's next, Frank Moore? That's old hat. Paraplegic sex. That is old. That's just... That's so... Well, Frank Moore
what
was
I really
70s, 80s, 90s, and
how
2000s.
How old are
you, Nora? 99 this year.
Oh, good Lord.
Frank Moore is one of the greatest artists ever. I said it here, and I'll say it again. No, I won't say it again, but I did say it.
What did you say?
Too
again?
I'm sorry.
You took Viagra.
You'll have
He's
to.
Late.
I wish.
That's what was in your
I have actually
drink.
Tried that a couple times.
And you didn't like it.
No, it was okay. It was good.
It was
you
good
know,
stuff.
You got off, but
who's trippy? To say? Real trippy?
Well, you got off both times, but who's to say you wouldn't have got off anyway? I mean, you can't really check it. You know what I mean? But it just felt like normal. I don't know. No big. Well, compared
Touch
to the
me.
Price, it's $20 a wonk.
Me.
It used to be. What is that? I wonder.
A wonk.
That's an idea.
A wonk,
now,
like a political wonk?
What if you take Viagra just to take it and you don't have sex? Does that
you have a heart attack.
Lighten your mood?
No, you die.
So you have to have sex.
You have priapus. until your glans penis explodes.
That wasn't my experience on it, because I tried it.
But you didn't have
me
sex?
Me and my girlfriend, and we had sex.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, then that's why you didn't,
both
your glans
time,
penis didn't explode.
Because we only got two. But we only got two free samples from the guy. They will not sell it to you without a script, and my doctors won't give me a script. Because they...
Give me
they,
a break.
They think
start
I'm going to, you know, play with it. Like, fool around.
Well, you says, I am Hardy Harvey Osmond, brother.